Dog, Mark Daniels. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Yeah. How's year one going?
Well, it's going. It's going. We're 10 games in. You know, it's had its moments. It's had its ups, its downs. But it's, you know, we're still in the thick of things. And you know, we got to keep the main thing. And that's trying to get, you know, right this ship and get things back on track.
For you, what's this been like? You've had a homecoming last week and another one this week. Is it something you've been looking forward to? Is it just two games on a schedule? How do you view that?
Well, last week, obviously, going back home, kind of where I grew up, and you know, I was always a huge Seahawks fan, and so for me, it was kind of a bittersweet moment, but one that was good to get back and see some family and friends, and then this week, obviously, you know, playing the Packers and just the memories, my 8 years there in Green Bay, and just how much I enjoyed the time there, my family there, and still have a lot of friends and you know, acquaintances there in the organization and in the Green Bay community, and so even though it's a home game for us, I won't get to see everybody, but it's still a special time for me.
Doug, what's it been like kind of molding Carson, and how do you think he's, you know, adapted to the NFL 10 games in?
Well, he's adapted well. You know, we still kind of go through some growing pains with him a little bit. You know, and he's not accustomed, you know, as an athlete, as a quarterback, he's not accustomed to losing many games like he has, and it's frustrating for him. And you know, it's all part of the business. I know there's going to be brighter days ahead for him. I think the way he prepares and the way he handles his business on and off the football field is a recipe for success, you know, later on. And you know, for me, I just got to keep steady with it and keep teaching him and keep growing with him. And even though there's going to be some hard times, we know we're going to be better. We're going to be better for it.
So do you share any Brett Favre stories with Carson in your tutoring of him, or do you kind of stay away from that?
No, I kind of stay away. And the only reason I stay away, and as great a quarterback that Brett was, I just want Carson to be Carson. I don't want to compare the two, and I don't want to turn him into somebody that he's not. And you know, there's still the mentality part, though, that Carson has is much like Brett's. It's much of that, I don't want to call it the gunslinger, but it's the aggressive mentality down the field that Carson has that I saw that obviously in Brett. But at the same time, I just want him to be him and you know, let Carson be Carson on game day.
Hey, Doug, how are you guys handling the Thanksgiving this week with Thanksgiving and all that?
Well, basically going to get a little work in today and get the guys in the building and a little practice and then out of here. We'll work tomorrow morning again real quick. I think we're here till about noon tomorrow, and then, you know, the guys can enjoy their families and friends for Thanksgiving, and then when Friday comes, we're back at it full day Friday and Saturday.
Back to Carson. You mentioned the up and down part of it. Is that to be expected at all? I mean, I assume it is, but is this kind of what you thought would happen? You have some good games, some not so hot games.
Yeah, it's expected. It's something that we kind of, in the back of my mind, I guess, you know, sort of planned for. Still to be 5-5, though, and to be in the thick of it is credit to him and the rest of the team and how well they've played. And we've had our chances. We've had moments to pull out some of these close games that we've been in. And you know, it's just something that it is what it is right now. And he's learning. Every rep that he takes, he's learning. And like I said, it's going to make him a much better quarterback down the road.
So, Doug, as a head coach, are you part Andy Reid, part Mike Holmgren, part, you know, all these other guys that maybe you played for and worked for? Is it all in there?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of all encompassing. I do feel like I'm a little bit of all of those guys, you know, and the way they coach and the way they handle their team, and you know. But at the same time, I still want to be me and let my personality show with the team here and let the guys see, you know, just how I operate. I think the biggest difference is the fact that, you know, I played for so many years in the league, so I understand the locker room and the dynamic and what guys go through and the struggles and the ups and downs, and I can relate to those. So that's definitely an added advantage, I think, in being in this situation.
You started off 3-0, then you hit the bye week and have struggled a bit since. Was it the bye week that kind of ruined your momentum, or what do you put your finger on there?
Well, obviously the bye week came, came early in our season, and as you mentioned, 3-0 start. You would love to continue the momentum, at that point. But hey, again, it's it's what it is, and we just haven't handled the road very well, for whatever reason. And that's something that I've been trying to, obviously put my finger on and scratch my head over and try to figure that out, because, you definitely have to, you got to take care of your home teams, your home schedule, but the road is the one that's important to you, and we just haven't done a very good job there and need to obviously get better here the last month and a half of football.
Does it start up front for you guys on defense with that D-line of yours?
Does it start there?
Yeah.
I think both offensive and defensive lines. I mean, that's where I challenge them every week to they got to play at a high level, and that's the challenging part of the National Football League, is every week is different, and every week has a different set of challenges and circumstances, and it's hard. It's hard to get up mentally. It's hard to get up physically. But when you got some veteran guys in both of those groups, They can kind of lead by example, and they know how to play and get themselves ready. But each week it definitely starts with both those groups.
Hey, Doug, just this last, 8-9 years now, I think you go back to Calvary Baptist. What has this ride been like, to start there and to kind of be where you're at today now with this thing with the Eagles?
Yeah, it's been fast. It's a fast track, I guess, so to speak. Once I retired and after I left Green Bay and after the 04 season and got right into high school football, did that for 4 years and I just felt that my time would be better served if I could get back to the National Football League and got back with Andy Reid in Philly and so spent the 2009, 10, 11, and 12 seasons here in Philly. And then things just really began to move along rapidly. Became the offensive coordinator in Kansas City, and we had a little success there. And then obviously the opportunity to come back to Philly, a place that I was very familiar with as a player and as a coach, to come back and coach here is definitely a dream come true, and something that you never think that you're going to be a head coach in the league, and you just want to be like the best coach and the best coordinator you can. And then obviously now I'm in this situation, and it's been a fast track, but one that I've embraced. My family's embraced it, and look forward to hopefully a few more years here.
Hey, Doug, you and Brett were obviously close when you guys were here together. What's your relationship with him like now? And I mean, have you ever? I assume you haven't brought him in and talked to the team or anything, but is there anything you can use from him to help your team?
Yeah, he and I just, we talk from time to time still, and just more on a social level. He might shoot me a text after a game and just say either congratulations or keep it going, something like that. I haven't brought him in yet, to speak or anything like that. But I know at some point I'd like to maybe do that and have him come talk to the guys and. Just hear it sometimes from former players that have played this game at a high level and how they prepared and how they, some of the adversity that they faced along the way to get to where they are and the success that they've had, I think would be something that, especially young players in the league today, would be very beneficial for them to hear somebody like Brett speak to the team.
What have you seen out of Green Bay's defense the last few weeks?
It's still a defense that is playing fast, they're playing aggressive. I know they got a slew of injuries in the back end, but that doesn't keep them from playing hard. They've been in really exceptionally these last couple of games. They've been in just about every game right to the end, and it's been an opportunistic defense. They've created some turnovers against Dallas and just watching them play. I mean, Matthews is still playing extremely well. He can still rush the passer. Julius Peppers the same way, big, strong, physical guy. And there's still the leadership in the back end. I think Clinton Dix is playing good. He's young, but he's playing well. Leader on that team. And then anytime you got Aaron Rodgers on offense, I mean, you can't go to sleep. I just think that he's still obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. His numbers prove that, even though the record might show it. His numbers are proven that he's having an outstanding season. And anytime you got him on under center, chances of winning are extremely extremely high. So still a good football team, and one that we give a lot of respect to.
Had any Philly media moments, or is the honeymoon still going on there?
No, the honeymoon was over the day after I was hired. The media has taken full effect here.